finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're live out of the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, here in beautiful downtown, almost downtown, Round Rock, Texas. It's almost beautiful, too. Well, almost. It is the 27th of March, 2007. It is a Tuesday, folks. And it being Tuesday, I have my regularly scheduled guest with us today from the International Forecaster. Is he online? You don't have him yet? Okay. I have a guest today. I'm supposed to have a guest today. Today's Tuesday. Okay. Well, we'll just have to see if Robert Chapman is showing up today. All right. While we wait for the gentleman to show up on the second hour today, I have got, this is going to be happening, folks, around the country. And it is going to be a demonstration. I've got the people coming on board here. Next hour, I've got Wanda Piety. And they're hooking up with FairUS.org. And there is going to be a mass demonstration in this country with a lot of truckers. There's about 150,000 left of independent truckers here in America. And they're going to be stacking tractor trailers 3-4 deep around the White House and around the Capitol, around the nation's capital, in your own respective states, in your own state capitals. So that we're going to be talking about in that into the second hour. Do we have him yet? Okay, we don't have him yet. All right, so we're waiting here for Bob Chapman to join us. And, folks, I'll tell you what, this is... I'm going to tie other groups into this. I've got a list of people I'm going to be tying into Wanda Piety. This pretty impressive stuff. You know, remember back in the 70s when the truckers did this before? I think it was, the phony Arab oil embargo of 1979. Remember when the government, the Fed, instituted a double nickel out there, oh, yes, to save fuel. And, of course, that double nickel was a great revenue for police departments around the United States because nobody drove 55. Wasn't there a song, I Can't Drive 55? Yeah. Yeah. Well, and they didn't. So the cops made a lot of money off of that. The courts were very, very happy. And long after the effects of the phony oil embargo were over. So the truckers out there, they're upset about the illegal Mexicans coming across the border. They're upset about the Trans-Texas Corridor, the NAFTA Highway, and the whole business. And I've been talking to people about the Teamsters Union and even the UAW. It's time the UAW, that's members, are talking about a strike. They've built up a fund, I think, of about $480 million. Well, they're going to strike again. Well, why even bother? If you're a UAW member, why even bother? Because your membership, I mean your hierarchy of your organizations, have sold you out. It's time to take down those people in the Teamsters, in the UAW, and replace the upper echelon with good people that aren't sitting there taking your dues and allowing you to sit there and cry the blues because, well, 85% of the manufacturing jobs are gone out of the country. What are you guys hauling around? We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Have Bob Chapman up here in a couple of minutes. More Russians. Iran war warnings. The Russians are looking at this. The intel sees U.S. military buildup on the Iran border. Today in the news, they're saying that, oh, yes, we're stepping up. The U.S. is stepping up its games, its war games in the Persian Gulf. Folks, you don't have to do war games in the middle of the Persian Gulf to keep your people up to par. This is a show of strength. The Russian military intelligence services are reporting a flurry of activity by the U.S. armed forces near Iran's border, according to a high-ranking security source. The latest military intelligence data point to a heightened U.S. military preparations for both an air and ground operation against Iran, the official said, adding that the Pentagon has probably not yet made a final decision as to when the attack will be launched. He said the Pentagon is looking for a way to deliver a strike against Iran that would enable the Americans to bring the country to its knees at minimal cost. He also said the U.S. naval presence in the Persian Gulf has, for the first time in the past 4 years, reached the level that existed shortly before the invasion of Iraq in March of 2003. Colonel General Leonid Ivashov, Vice President of the Academy of Geopolitical Sciences, said last week that the Pentagon is planning to deliver a massive airstrike on Iran's military infrastructure in the near future. A new U.S. carrier battle group has been dispatched to the Gulf, the USS John C. Stennis, with a crew of 3,200, and around 80 fixed wing aircraft, including F-18 Hornets and Super Hornet fighter bombers, 8 support ships, and 4 nuclear subs are heading for the Gulf, where a similar group led by the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower has been deployed since December of last year. And Moscow, by the way, is warning U.S.-Iran policy may spark clash of civilizations. Moscow urges the United States to avoid escalating tensions around Iran over its nuclear program, as it could lead to a clash of civilizations. That was according to the foreign ministry. They said that today. Washington has been pushing for tougher international sanctions against Iran, which it suspects of pursuing nuclear weapons program. There's the excuse, folks. Our own CIA said it's not going to happen for at least 10 years, 5 years minimally, if at all. And as I said on this program before, when you have your neighbors, the rabid Zionists running Israel, and have been since its inception, and they have 400 nuclear play toys laying around, what do you want these people to do? Make nice? It's amazing. I have my guest today, Bob Chapman, online. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman.
Well, good afternoon again.
Again, yes, since last Tuesday. We're starting off here a few minutes late. I was just letting the listeners know, and I've been watching the news. They've been very sporadically mentioning the exercises going on in the Persian Gulf. We've already seen the Russian diplomats pull out of Iran. Last time that happened, that was in Iraq. 10 days later, I think it was 10 or 11 days later, we were bombing the snot out of Iraq. The situation is not looking good here. Do I still have him?
Yes.
Bob, go ahead.
Well, I think it looks dreadful, and the Russians have been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, but particularly in the last few days, it looks like the efforts of the upper echelons of the Illuminati are not working. We may go into Iran, but I wonder what the consequences are for the president.
Well,
not from the enemy, but from his own people.
Well, I don't know what the ramifications against George Bush would be, since we have a Congress that is abrogated its responsibility to declare war on sovereign nations. They've given them the keys to the kingdom, so to speak, Bob, on this issue of preemptive war. And as far as I know, that's not changed. Congress has not spelled it out any differently. Whether they attack Iran and Syria and the whole entire Middle East, it wouldn't matter, because there is no abeyance, or by law, Congress is not doing its job. So this madman at the helm is going to do whatever he needs to do in order to pull this thing off. And by the way, to take a lot of heat off of his presidency right now, well, we caught him on Iraq. Of course, they all lied about that. Billions of dollars are being made by the Halliburtons and the Bechtels and the Blackwaters and everything else. But the problem being that they're not going to be satisfied until there's chaos worldwide. This man has to be stopped. I don't know how to do it.
Well, I agree with you. He does have a lot of heat. And the public in America are not happy because they see what Congress hasn't done. Last month, in February, the polling showed that 37% of the public thought Congress is doing fine. They had an approval rating. And this month, it's 28%. And so the people have said, gee, we expected something better than that, and it's not happening. And then also you have this festering investigation going on in the Justice Department, and you have one of the top people in the department who refuses to testify is going to use the Fifth Amendment. And then we have a Jerome Corsi reported that they have he has a new investigation going. It implicates Alberto Gonzalez and U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton in a cover-up of a pedophilia scandal involving the Texas Youth Commission. So that bears out what you're saying. He's got to take the heat off, and this is the way to do it.
Well, I mean, presidents have done it before. They've plugged in and unplugged U.S. attorney generals. They're supposed to be the highest, if you would, court guy in the land. I mean, he is the attorney general. But when you have the attorney general that's dirty up to his eyeballs, and you've got a presidency, and at least in the public's mind, as weak as this one, and then we got the Democrats that are up there, the fools on the hill, that are voting here on a spending package. Of course, we've got to support the troops, and of course, we're going to throw in about $20 billion for such other things. You know, we had a drought last year. It was the first I heard of it, but we had a drought, and, well, we need farm subsidies or support. There's another $4 billion there. These people are spending money like it's going out of style. And Bob, I got to confess to you, my friend, I don't know what is holding this whole thing together. I mean, a few companies making money off of war materials or whatever is not going to keep this economy going. It's going down the tubes and heading south fast.
Well, I think as far as Congress is concerned, I think it just shows you the tremendous hold that the Zionists have on our Congress. I don't think it could be any better put. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Well,
and of course they're the ones who want the war.
Yeah, well, didn't we hear just Condoleezza Rice the other day say something about, well, she's going to fire peace talks up again between the Palestinians and Israel? What are the Palestinians supposed to say in this deal? We've had enough. Get out of our land. What are the Israelis going to say? Well, you know, our settlements over there on the Gaza and the wall and, well, everything's hunky-dory. I don't understand how a conquered people or people that are on settlements in their own country are supposed to make a deal with their vanquishers. I don't understand the concept.
I don't either. And I never have. And, you know, the evolutionary process since the 1930s. And, you know, they get strong backing in many countries, and they get away with what they want to do.
Well, I've got a small suggestion here, not that the United States would ever do it, but since we got these carrier groups, we've got nuclear submarines, we've got war materials, and everybody building up for Iran, to hell with it. Let's just attack Israel over there, and let's get it over with. Let's quash the thing that's been causing us monumental problems over there.
Well, that'll save us a lot of money too.
Yeah, it sure would. Speaking of money,
I saw, you know, in relation to Egypt, I mean, they go through the Extortion Act every year too, and they have essentially a dictatorial government. And our president speaks of democracy in the Middle East. First of all, there isn't any in Israel, and there certainly isn't any in Egypt as well. And in fact, the man who ran against Mubarak is now in jail, and they have legislation that they are going to rubber stamp that limits the qualifications for any party to run, which means they have one party, and it also would keep religious parties from participating in elections as well. And so I think Mubarak's gone too far here. And I think there's going to be serious problems internally in Egypt.
Well, that's our bud and pal over there. He's Cheney's and Bush's bud, but they're not real happy, the populace in general. I think if you took polling samples, he probably has the same approval rating that George Bush does in this country. You know, thinking about this problem, you know, we can talk this thing to death, but if we've got a madman in the White House and his alter ego, Dick Cheney, in cases that we have a president go off the deep end, what measures do we have to pull this guy out? And I'm not talking about going to Congress and looking into possible impeachment hearings or whatever, but I'm talking about the swift removal of a traitor to this country that's about ready to start World War III. What are our options here? We got a break. We'll be right back.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Well, according to a journalist, Andriy, and I do believe it's pronounced Yuglanov, in the Moscow Weekly, Argumenti Nedeli, I do believe you pronounce it that way, he's saying that Russian military experts close to the Russian general staff, the attack, talking about Iran, is slated for the first week of April. That's next week, folks. And it's slated to last 12 hours, according to Yuglanov, lasting from 4 a.m. until 4 p.m. local time. In the course of the attack, codename Operation Bite, about 20 targets are marked for bombing, and the list includes uranium enrichment facilities, research centers, and labs. And it's also including the reactor at Bashir nuclear plant, where Russian engineers are working, by the way. The attacks will be mounted from a number of bases, including the island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. Diego Garcia is currently the home of B-52 bombers equipped with standoff missiles. Also participating in the airstrikes will be the U.S. Naval Aviation from aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf, as well as those from the 6th Fleet in the Mediterranean. Additional cruise missiles will be fired from subs in the Indian Ocean and off the coast of the Arabian Peninsula. And this Yuglanov report asked to comment on Colonel General Leonid Ivashov confirmed its essential features in a March 21st interview. He says, I've got no doubt there will be an operation, or more precisely, a violent action against Iran. And they're going, I guess the Russians right now are leaning on the UN to stop this attack on Iran. Now, what would that spell here in the U.S.? How would that affect us, Bob?
Well, first of all, it would not be good for our economy. I think there'd be quite a shock. I don't think Americans want that to happen. There would probably be a hue and cry, even though Mr. Bush thinks he's going to divert his problems by creating such a war. But I think it might boomerang on him on a political basis. But
well, the Pentagon right now and the White House are saying there are no planned attacks for Iraq. That's a non-denial denial in my estimation, because they're not adding anything else. They're just saying that, no, we have no plans for an attack. That's what they said about Iraq. And then we see these
Russians. Yeah, they've been saying that for weeks, too.
Yes, they have been.
No, they're lying. There's no question. I think the question has always been in the last several months in the Middle East, is George going to listen to the people who are directing him, or is he going to go off on a rogue basis and do what he wants? And the Russians are saying he's going to do what he wants.
Well, how
and then also, yeah. What? How are the Russians going to respond to this? I mean, could they decide that they're not going to let their people who are working they get bombed into submission?
Well, and that's why I asked the question, what are our options here? We have Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. She's already said almost immediately after taking the post that, impeachment of this man is completely off the board. We have a problem here because we have Congress that, as I said, they're fools on the Hill. So with any political approach to this inside the United States, I don't see it happening. I certainly don't see it happening fast enough. And I'm not one for military takeovers of a United States government. But I've got to tell you something, and I've said this before, Robert, on air, and I was dead serious when I said it, that we should have Marines right now walking up to the White House, into the White House, putting this clown in chains and hauling him off. Now, the problem being, in order of power succession, that would mean Mr. Cheney would have to go, and that would put Nancy Pelosi as being the interim president of the United States, God forbid.
Yeah, and we just got news coming through that Navy officials have denied that the Iranians fired on one of our ships. And so they're escalating this thing. And out of the confusion, they'll probably create chaos and their bombing, et cetera.
Well, Tony Blair made the statement today that he wants his 15 military personnel, Navy and Marines, returned, and denying, of course, that they were in Iranian waters, which apparently they were. So if the United States, and I was thinking about this morning, does it matter if the United States starts the aggression? Does it matter? Because Bush and Blair, they're of the same minds. Blair said today that we are going, if they don't return our personnel safe, then other options are on the table. Now, I don't know what other options they're talking about except for an attack on that country.
I would say so, but I'm surprised they haven't acted already.
Man, I'll tell you what. Bob, I've been doing this for a long time. And today I'm extremely uneasy. I'm uneasy because I know the madmen that are occupying and running this government. They've run it into the ground. We're spending billions of dollars. Congress is up there right now debating if they should leave the pork on this spending bill for our support of our troops in Iraq right now. Democrats are saying, well, maybe we can do a timeline here within a year, but we'll keep the timeline secret for pulling the troops out of Iraq. I don't see anybody going anywhere. As a matter of fact, Marine reserves have been called up today. Folks, The foo-foo is getting ready to hit the air-oscillating moving device. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites Congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
During the break, this is news is coming off of the wires here, folks. The United States Senate has just voted to keep the timetable of the pullout of U.S. troops in Iraq. And that was slated for September of next year. That tells me something. And Bob Chapman, George Bush has already said he's not going to sign this when it hits his desk. And if he kicks it back, they may not have the votes for this. But the political pressure is now being put on the Oval Office. And any indication of what this guy is capable of doing, I don't doubt for a moment that we're looking at an attack on Iran in the first week of April. I just don't see this guy having any other way to go through it. There's too much baggage he's toting around right now, whether it's Alberto Gonzalez, whether it doesn't matter what it is. Dick Cheney, recently the stories have arisen that, in fact, he's been organizing and helping fund covert actions, special operations groups inside Iran to try to destabilize that country. They're in there with the gift and the money bags trying to draw in friendlies on the inside for possible operations. George Bush and his track record so far, I've got no doubt that they're going after Iran. I really don't.
Well, it's certainly a good possibility of it, that's for sure. And the Russians don't say things unless they have a good reason. And whatever else, they have very good intelligence. I worked against them for several years, and they're certainly not dumb. And so I think you're right. And but I think the important thing here as to why Congress is doing what it's doing, and I come back full circle again, and that is they are part and parcel, bought and paid for by AIPAC, which is the Israeli lobby in the United States.
Well, we are... We are the supplier of arms. We are the supplier of contracts business-wise to Israel. They have a lot to do with our communications, even the billing processes. We give them billions of dollars every year and have been since its inception. And right now, they are the troublemakers in the Middle East. I have Jeff Bennett, by the way, online, and we always offer a package, a Bob Chapman special package. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, when we offer these packages, you get a subscription, a free subscription to the International Forecaster. Over 100,000 people worldwide are reading this man's wisdom, and that's priced out way too cheap as far as I'm concerned. It's $129.95. But you get a free subscription to this, folks, and when we offer these packages, we don't build in that $130. I want to make you aware of this. You know, it isn't like doing credit card business. If you're a business person and you've got to charge 3% for processing and transacting credit cards, no. The credit cards companies will tell you, well, that's the cost of doing business. You've got to roll that into your product or service. No, that's not what we do here. We give you that International Forecaster. We deduct that from any profits on any of these packages. And I have Jeff Bennett with me right now. Good afternoon, Mr. Bennett. Jeff, you there? Is he there? Jeff, are you there? I do not hear him. Get him on the horn. If you don't have him on Skype, get him on the horn, Manny. All right. Okay, he'll be with us in just a couple of minutes here. Speaking of money here, and these are heavy words here. This is in the International Forecaster, this week's edition. And you're talking about problems that Greenspan was part of, making loans to, well, people that, well, were iffy in the housing markets and whatever. And you said that these problems reflect a systematic syndrome that has purposely been visited upon our economy and financial system. This didn't happen all by accident. The elitists know what they are doing. Free trade and globalization didn't just happen to us. It was planned as a gateway to world government years ago, and it's been used as an instrument of power many times in the past. The problems of the vehicle industry just didn't happen. They were planned just as the SNL fiasco was planned and our current subprime problems were planned. Our Congress hasn't acted and won't act because they do as they are told. They're either paid off or compromised. They they march in lockstep or goose step with the lying Treasury and our privately owned Fed. Our financial system passed the point of no return 5 years ago. There is no way back. Our entire financial system is coming down. What we do not know is at what speed, but the results are undeniably assured. Bob, those are strong words.
Well, it's a history that unfortunately began on August the 15th, 1971, when we went off the gold standard. And beginnings of free trade and globalization were 1964, and then the 1986 WTO, World Trade Organization, was created. And that gave a big blast to the transnational conglomerates in the United States, such as the automobile industry, to start producing cars overseas, first in Mexico, and then that was followed by China and India. And we've lost over 5 million jobs during that period of time, and that's accelerating in the services area now. And so all of this is part of ripping the economic heart out of the country. And again, Congress is bought and paid for. They do what they're told. And if they speak up, they don't get a committee assignments, or they just get buried on everything that they want to do. And we're headed for that. I think the public should get ready. That's why I so strongly advocate gold and silver-related assets, particularly coins. And I think that they're one of the phases of what they're doing, which is the actions in the Middle East, are all out of kilter. I think that's why the top illuminists wanted to bring the Iraqi affair to a halt, and they don't want an attack on Iran. And it looks like George Bush may just do that, whether they like it or not. And my guess is that one way or the other, he'll be dispensed with for doing so. But the economy, there's no way back. The die has been cast, and there's no way they're going to resurrect this thing, and they have no intention of doing so. A good example is now we are a year and a half now into the collapse of the real estate market. It's just that people just don't get it yet, and neither do the professionals, nor do they want to talk about it. Wall Street, government, and corporate America don't want to know. And, of course, Congress, through Dodd and some others, are saying, well, gee, why don't we take care of these people and subsidize them? The people who are losing their homes should have never had homes in the first place.
Well, here's another thought. I was thinking about this today. Not that I am in bed here with saying that the FedGov should be backing home mortgages, but I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, okay, they've spent $500 billion so far, and I think those numbers are low, for Iraq and Afghanistan. Rather than launching a war against enemies that didn't exist, if we got $500 billion out there, or maybe even $1 trillion, let's say the expenditures were all in all $1 trillion, why hasn't the government, to keep this economy stable, why didn't they back the home mortgages and just charge for the amount of money for inflation, say 2.5 to 3%? That would seem like sanity to me.
Well, I think in order to clear up the mortgage problem, the lender problem, and the CDO problem, CDO is collateralized debt obligations, which are packages of loans, mortgages, which are bundled together by brokerage firms and banks and sold to investors throughout the world. And they're guaranteed. If any of the internals go bad, like a mortgage or mortgages within that, the lender is supposed to take them back. And so the fallout just isn't in the loss of the subprime loan home, and I think it'll be more than 50%. It's moving up the ladder as we get higher unemployment because we're in a recession and everything's going downhill. It's just the public just doesn't know it yet. And you're going to have people with good credit who are going to lose their homes, and this thing's going to feed itself. So what are the numbers? $1 to $3 trillion.
Absolutely amazing. I'll tell you what, I've got Jeffrey Bennett standing by with the Bob Chapman package, and from what he said earlier, he didn't give me a description of him, but it's a good package, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at oil, jumped $3 a barrel in the last couple of days. People are starting to get edgy. I'm seeing indications here and talking with Mr. Chapman for all of these weeks that we have, ladies and gentlemen. Just the other day, it seemed like gold was sitting at $550 an ounce. Well, it's better than $650. I think it's up to $664, is it not, Mr. Bennett?
That is correct. Hey, sorry about that little technical glitch earlier, but yeah, in the aftermarket, John, we're sitting at about $665 right now on gold, $1,331 on silver, platinum off $1 in the aftermarket to currently sit at about $1,238. Kind of counter, you said we've got a good package. No, we've got a tremendously great package, John. And one of the things that we've been discussing for a number of months is we spend a fair amount of time talking about small fractional gold pieces. We do a lot with European, other international offerings. And occasionally over the last couple of months, we've been doing some things with a few scattered American pieces. And some of the questions or the requests that we've had is why don't we consider putting together an all-American gold package right here at Republic Trading Group? That's what the better part of this day has been, shopping with suppliers and beating them up and trying to get the best price we can. John, I think it's one of the most spectacular offerings we've ever had. It is huge, and I want folks to listen carefully. Every one of these are pre-1933 U.S. gold pieces. They're all in what we call AU condition, which is about uncirculated. They probably didn't pass through somebody's pocket more than once. The package includes five each U.S. $20 St. Gaudens gold pieces, considered by many to be the most beautiful gold coin ever minted. It also includes five each of the $20 U.S. Liberties. They ceased minting those in 1907, the same year they began the St. Gaudens. The package also includes five each of the $10 Liberty gold coins. These are the half-ounce pieces. The Saints and the Liberties are approximately an ounce apiece. The $10 Liberties, which Robbie's been offering a lot of lately, are roughly half-ounce, but something very unique we've never offered here at Republic Trading Group. This package also includes five each of the $10 Indian gold coins, exquisite Art Deco pieces from the late teens, early 20s, and 30s. The package also includes 10 each of the $5 Liberty quarter-ounce gold pieces and also 10 of the $5 Indian gold coins, the gorgeous Bella Lyon Pratt design. Package rounds out with 5 each of the $2.50 Liberties and 5 each of the $2.50 Indians. All told, John, there are 50 big, bold, beautiful American gold pieces. These packages are being offered elsewhere for, believe it or not, in excess of $25,000 for this very package, which to me is insane. By calling Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898, 1-800-691-7898, this entire package is going to come delivered to their door, $19,965. We don't pad, John, I heard you mention earlier, we don't pad our prices to compensate for Bob's newsletter. Those who've received the International Forecaster are ecstatic. They wish they'd gotten it years before. It's made a difference in the way they think, which is what I think we all try to do on the airwaves. And for anyone interested in a great, big, huge, all-American gold package, shop it. Don't care. Give us a call. You're going to find it's probably the best price around.
So that's 50 gold. I'm getting, Mr. Producer, I'm getting some feedback here. I'm really clipping here. Okay, there we go. 50 gold pieces, and that was 5 U.S. St. Gaudens. Those are one-ounce pieces. 5 U.S. Liberties. Those are, again, one-ounce pieces. 5 the $10 Liberties. Those are half-ounce. 5 the $10 Indian gold. Again, that's a half-ounce apiece. 10 of the 5 Liberties, the quarter-ounce. And what was the rest of that package?
Actually, it's 10 of the $5 Liberties.
Okay.
10 of the $5 Indians. Those, of course, are both quarter-ounce specimens.
Okay.
And then the final round-out, 5 each of the $2.50 Liberties.
Gotcha.
And 5 of the $2.50 Indians. Now, those are about half the size of the $5 gold pieces. You've got it all. You've got 1 ounce down to small, fractional, non-confiscable gold pieces, all minted here in America. The general age range, these coins could have been minted anywhere from probably the late 1870s up to about 1932. A very wide range. Are we recommending these for a high-grade collectible aspect? No, but it's a security issue. It's a safety issue. For under $20,000 today, John and Bob, I would not be at all surprised if within the next 18 to 20 months, possibly even less, this same package is going to run between $30,000 and $40,000. That is called protecting your wealth.
Absolutely, and as Jeff said, shop it around, folks. If you need to, it's $25,000 or better, and we're offering it for $19,965, and that includes a year's subscription of the International Forecaster delivered to you in hard copy or by email. Weekly, and it's only for $129.95. And Jeff, I'll echo that again. We do not pad the cost of this newsletter in there. I'm interested in one thing and one thing only. I want win-win-win situations for everybody. I want them to have the gold and the silver. I want them to be able to convert their assets while they're still convertible, while they have any assets left. And we want them to have the information as to what they can look out for next week and next month. with the American people, Jeff and Bob, have been left naked for so long without good, hard, credible information. It's ridiculous, but we have that opportunity to do that on Republic Broadcasting Network. And, Jeff, I want to thank you again. Call him right now at 800-691-7898. Jeff, I'm hearing gold, and if it turns out to be true that we're going to be going into Iran here pretty soon, I was told the other day by other sources, you better look at gold being at least $700 by this June.
You know, I'm getting ready. I'll be going on the air here in a little over an hour. I'll be filling in for Robbie tonight on the flip side. We're going to be talking a little bit about this as well as some silver. I'll share a little bit more about this package. So make the best of the next hour, folks. If you're interested in this package, pick up the phone, give us a call, get your reservation in now. I will tell you this much, John. The smaller coins, the 2.5s, the 5s, and the 10s, are drying up. They're becoming very, very tough to get. That's why these other companies are jacking the prices up. Thanks for having us on. Bob, take care. See you next week.
All righty. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take some calls here with my guest today, as he is with us every Tuesday, Bob Chapman. His endeavor, ladies and gentlemen, very important information. Information is the key. Anybody in any business will tell you information is key to making sound decisions. The International Forecaster is available with that package. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs. 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what this is. The Constitution was about.
All right, we are back. My guest today, Bob Chapman. We got some calls here. Let me roll these calls. Fred in Florida. Hello, Fred.
Hi there, John. How you doing?
As well as to be expected, sir.
Okay. Given the escalating situation, just a radio tip for your listeners out there. If there is an attack against the continental United States, the first thing that will probably happen is that somebody's going to set off an EMP blast somewhere over the country, which stands for electromagnetic pulse. That will put out millions of volts, and it will fry every single bit of unshielded electronic equipment in this country, computers, radios, televisions, whatever. What they need to do is to take their whatever shortwave radio they're going to use in an emergency, go down to your local hardware store and get yourself a metal trash can. Make sure it's got a lip over it. Take your radio, wrap it up in a blanket or a beach towel. Wrap it up good so no piece of the radio is going to touch the metal. Put it inside the barrel along with your batteries and anything else electronic you might need, and put the lid on, and if possible, put it down the cellar or get as much material between the barrel and the blast as possible, and you've made yourself a Faraday cage. You'll know when the blast goes off, because you can kiss your television goodbye. And if you take the radio out, it should work.
And I've never mentioned this on air before, because I never thought that it was the time was to mention it. But these marine radios, these portable radios that are out there, folks, they have an extreme range. We tested these out in the mountains of Montana, and we were getting better than 40 miles range on these units. They don't like you using those units, but I'll tell you what, I don't care what they say. If there's an emergency and I need to communicate with somebody, wrap that up and throw it in that Faraday cage as well.
Because I think that I'm not sure, but I think the FCC laws say that in case of a national emergency, you can get on the air. Now, don't quote me. I'm not sure about this, but I think you can get on a 2-meter rig, or you can even get on a ham rig to transmit if you are in trouble. I mean, it's not just to, you know, get on there and BS with the people, you know, on the other side of the country. If you've got a really bad situation, you need help right away, I think you can use it.
All right. Fred, thank you. I appreciate your call. Rita in Texas. Hello, Rita.
Hello, John.
Yes.
I want to say I think you far surpass Alex Jones as far as being the Paul Revere of the United States of America and the world. And
Rita, this is not a contest. He's got his niche, and so do I.
No, it's not. I know it's not a contest, but that's my comments as far as my gratitude towards your service to the public. I'm very, I'm very, very concerned about your announcement about the Russians predicting an attack on Iran, and also I think the urgency of the matter with regards to what seems to be acknowledged by your previous caller.
Rita, I had this information two days ago. I didn't run with it until I saw other indicators that pointed that this may be, in fact, 100% correct.
I never thought I'd live at a time, John, where I was looking at being in a wartime situation in the United States of America. And reasonably speaking, I don't see how we're going to be able to avoid it. But the reality is that one of the things that I am grateful for as far as your programming is concerned has been the exposures of the Jews being behind this war. And
it's the roadmap to peace.
I beg your pardon?
I said it's the roadmap to peace. Unfortunately, over a million Iraqis have had to give up their lives. Probably closer to 20,000 American lives have been purposely underreported. And now they're setting the stage for an impossible incursion into Iran. Rita, hang on a second here. I'll carry you through the break. Mike, I'll also take your call. We'll chat a few more minutes here today with Mr. Bob Chapman. I think things, folks, in the next couple of weeks are going to start to get hot and heavy. Tell your friends to get back to the radio. Tell them to get back to their news sources, the ones you can trust. We'll be right back after this short break for the second hour of the National Intel Report.